It's Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting. Here we are at last, the last of the 2022 year. The entries I intended to write are all out. The retrospective is done. Now we look forward to the future. With the habit I've developed so far of doing something creative each day, I want to keep that momentum going. So I don't know if I'm necessarily going to do a particular writing exercise over the next couple of weeks, days, whatever, but I want to start massaging an idea to do something bigger. You know, NaNoWriMo is coming up in a few months, so that's something to maybe shoot for, maybe start planning the points of a writing Bible over the next couple of weeks. I've got a couple of them that have been kind of sitting around that I could probably massage, and maybe that might be my goal. Although that is one thing that I'm bad about. And maybe that's something I can commit to for the future. I don't have a problem with taking the time to world build. I'm very good at world building. I'm very confident in my ability to create an interesting world for a fictional setting. My problem is I don't get past the world building stage. I might get to the outlining stage, but I don't commit because I get too focused on making sure all the things about that world make sense, which would be fine if I was writing a writing Bible that a game company was going to use to make a game project out of, or somebody else is going to do to write a novel. But these are for me. These are for my projects. So that's something I need to commit to. We'll do some foundation building over the next couple of weeks, and then we're just going to go wherever we are. Let's put numbers out there. Let's put dates out there. It is August 31st now. We have 30 days to get things together, and let's shoot for October 1st to start doing daily writing on a new writing project based on whatever writing Bible we end up putting together in the next 30 days. Okay, that's it. We've put it out there. We're going to do it, and we'll see how we go. I'm a little intimidated by that, but I'm also really happy about it because, well, I mean, we've been doing this for 30 days. What's another 30? Right. Speaking of doing this, so this will be the last episode on this feed. Starting next week, I'm going to try to get back to doing just my weekly journal stuff with the Hidden Ode. Just kind of talking about media, talking about whatever, where my writing projects are. I guess in this case, how the writing Bible is going. And whatever other little thing I'm kind of putting together. With that in mind, I'm also going to try to do my monthly blog post again. So just to give myself a sense of a creative discipline. Again, let's put a number out there. Let's go with what was my traditional one, which is, we'll say the first Monday of each month. So we'll say the 5th. That should keep my momentum going. That means that, hey, after I'm done with this, I need to start thinking about what's going to be in the blog post on the 5th of May. Which, speaking of, happy Labor Day, everybody, and I am extremely jealous of all of you who will be up in Atlanta celebrating DragonCon. I hope you have a wonderful time. I miss you all. It's such a grand experience, and have fun while you're up there. Enjoy the Mellow Mushroom. I've got one locally here, but it's kind of not the same. Like, it's delicious, it's tasty, but it's just, something's missing. So recap, weekly Hidden Ode episodes again, monthly blog post, more daily writing, have a writing Bible ready by the 1st of October. October through November, get to writing. Thank you again to everybody who listened this month. Thank you everybody who kind of gave input. Thank you everybody who tossed me some ideas here and there. Super appreciated. I've got a bunch of ideas still on the side, so who knows, we might see more characters in the future. But for now, The audio portion of this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Witchwood sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. And I'm probably going to resubscribe to Sirenscape for the full head node, just so I have some more sounds. And also because I really like using it when I'm writing. They've got a lot of really good stuff, and seriously, it really is helpful for me for writing. Until next year, bye-bye.